Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Reading Circle novices and dedicates. Between chapters 13 and 14, we decided to meet with a couple of our friends from the One True Pairing episode and talk about who they thought the killer might be. So today we're bringing you a bonus episode of last-minute predictions, including some from people who haven't read the book. This is a very unedited episode, and we do talk over each other more than usual. So if you have trouble with background noise, you may want to skip this episode. But we will return tomorrow with our usual episode over Chapter 15 of Shatterglass. Thanks for listening.
Okay, you guys ready?
No.
No?
All right, welcome to the podcast.
You can do it if you want.
No, I don't know the intro.
Do you want me to like write it down for you?
I forgot the fucking intro. Okay. Hello, I'm the nostalgia critic. I remember it, so you don't have to.
Hello, welcome to the Reading Circle Temple. I'm Molly.
I'm Wendy.
I'm Brittany.
And I'm Jordan.
I'm TK.
And I'm someone.
Jump there.
It's prisoner
360214.
It's Molly's imposter.
He tried to
imposter me.
When the Molly is sus. Wait, that sounds like a club problem. Whoa, this Molly's kind of sus, dude.
The Molly is sussy.
Typical Friday.
Welcome to it. Yeah.
Welcome to Friday night. We're going to have a brief discussion. So Natalie and I have, of course, both read the whole book. Goodwin and Brittany have read up to chapter 13. So Goodwin and Brittany have read up through chapter 13, so they read all but the last two chapters. TK and Chris have not read this book.
I've read every book.
Oh, TK.
Did you actually read
TK has read every book.
I've read every book.
Ever.
I've had to go through a lot of like really awful things published by like alt-right press groups, but I read them. No one else was going to do it. I had to.
I'm the leading authority on Scooby-Doo erotic fan fiction.
And that is why they are qualified to have this discussion.
But not the Sonic fan fiction?
That's too mainstream for me.
I feel like if I'm going to make my guess as to who the killer is in this book I've already read, I need to do like the David Letterman holding the envelope to my head thing, like trying to psychically.
Do we need to give you an envelope?
Yeah, but you have to write the killer's name on it and see if I'm right. Yeah, no, it's a bit from an old TV show.
I wrote it in invisible ink.
Okay, excellent. So, according to my psychic intuition, the killer is Old Man Jenkins.
Ooh.
Because he's trying to scare people off his land so that he can sell it for a big profit.
Yeah.
He's the original.
I think you got confused
Asaria
with the Scooby-Doo erotic fantasy.
All right, let's open the envelope. And it turns out the killer is me being pre-approved for a Platinum MasterCard.
You were so upset about the pre-approval that you just went on a rampage.
Yeah, murdering. It is my fault. I did it.
Started murdering street performers.
Yeah, because like I was really annoyed that I got another one of these stupid pre-approval things, and then I went on the website and I went through it, and like it hit my credit score anyway, and then said I was declined. So I just went homicidal. I went nuclear.
I mean, fair.
I drowned a bunch of clowns.
Understandable.
That's what we're gonna find out. The killer's what the killer did previously before his train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just assumed clowns was part of street performers.
That sounds like a mid-2000s, like...
Or any
like hard rock, like...
I love that this has kind of become more of, like, TK trying to guess the book.
Yeah. Yeah. The book that I've read.
You know, by that author.
Because I've read all books. But yeah, no, I murdered a bunch of clowns, and then I got bored of that, so I decided to move on to, like, you know, mummers, bards, town criers, David Blaine. I killed him.
Oh, thank God.
Because he's a time-traveling demon.
Just like the author.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if she's a demon. She's just a time traveler.
Well, yeah. It does explain how I'm the killer in a book that was written when I was five.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Was it 1997?
No, this is later. This is 2004?
Yeah.
Oh, I was 12 whole years old. Wow.
Yeah, see?
I just threw a number out. So.
Diana.
Yeah. So yeah, the killer is me.
I did not see that coming.
I did not see that coming either.
What do you guys think? Who do you think the killer?
I think, I have two guesses. I think it's either Jamshida or the Yaskadasi queen, because why would she be mentioned if we're not going to do anything with her?
She was mentioned.
Then again, in like Triss's book, she mentioned the pirate queen, and then she just fucking
died.
She
just got fucking atomized.
There was also in Briar's book, there was the curse that never came by.
That's true, too. There's a few things that she's mentioned.
I like the idea of just an elder statesman murdering drifters in fountains because they can.
That's. I think it's either someone in the church or in the democratic government of Therios.
But it has to be someone we've met already, and we haven't really met any, like,
individual
person.
We've met church people though, and they're all fucking dicks.
It could just like be a priest.
Yeah. It may even be the head priestess that we already met that was like, oh, hey, like, cop, that totally didn't just follow me here from the, you're totally blessed. You're cool. No worries. It's not me.
That's true. Cause she's like, oh,
you can
do stuff after you figure out who the ghost is. We're not gonna figure out who the ghost is, right. So that's not gonna
happen.
She's
like, we'll cleanse you. It's fine. You got full permission to chase whoever this bad guy could be, even though you ran into me after chasing the fucking guy who murdered the Yaskadasi like 2 hours ago, and then you ran into me.
And she never shows her face either. Nobody ever sees her, and she's conveniently there.
I think it's fucking totally. Now they're whispering. And we don't know what they're saying.
Chris, do you have any input?
It's this edition's apprentice.
Care to elaborate?
I think he means he thinks it's Kef. I
thought that Chris was implying it was the current season's winner of the former president's award-winning reality TV show, The Apprentice.
It could be that person.
I think that the winner of this season of The Apprentice, which hasn't been on in like a decade, I learned that from all the books I've read. I think it was them.
It could be that person.
The more serious one is
the kitten.
Judging by previous guesses I have made and how there is a slight bit of theme between all the villains, I'm going to concur with Goodwin, and it is people within the church. Possibly the entire church, but probably not.
But on your Sundays, we're
that would be quite the conspiracy. It was an entire church. That would be like a hot fuzz level.
I was going to say again, here's me just making assumptions, but I'm going to assume Chris means it's a conspiracy within the church and not like you said, hot fuzz, where they're just literally every single one.
There have not actually been murders. They've been dragging bodies out of the catacombs and just leaving them in the.
It's moving week.
That doesn't explain that why Yali
right?
dies though.
Right?
Or Yali not.
Coincidence.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just
a coincidence.
She died of unrelated causes. And
they were actually zombies, but you didn't know that.
Oh.
Until she guys killed her.
So we're going to find out that it's actually a zombie plague.
Yes.
Which
is
the result of the curse from Briar's
book.
It's our zombies are different rules where these zombies can only be killed by drowning.
But
strangling.
Every time someone shows up to investigate, the church shoos them off until all the clues are cleaned up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're cleaning up their own fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alternatively.
No matter how far I pull down, it won't expose him. It just see his ear.
Yeah.
There's a kitten inside of a hood inside of a hoodie.
It's very cute.
Yes.
Triple alternatively. Free. I can still
the church is stuff. Correct, and if you leave things laying around too long, ghosts go a little crazy, and they failed somewhat recently. Now there's a ghost on the rampage.
Which
there's
is why it is the ghost.
It's a ghost.
And he's literally moving through
holy
walls.
Shit. She told us. She told from the very beginning.
And there is a scene where Kath is like, what is he doing? Like, is he invisible? Is he
walking
through walls? Yeah.
He's an actual ghost.
Hear us out. Hear me out.
And Nico is the one that can like see shit, so he's the only one that's gonna be able to see the ghost, and then he teaches
Tris
to see the ghost.
Tris is figuring it out though. I think she's seeing glimmer of stuff.
Oh my
god. Hear me out. As noted, I have not read these books. I do not know at all what they're talking about. If I am right,
Yes, true, true.
Geralt the Witcher is in town working his way through a series of possessions.
Okay.
That works, yeah.
I think that we have to note that in a previous conversation before this recording started, somebody suggested it was Carol. And I keep telling you guys, it's Evie.
No, it's not Evie. Not
they don't
it.
Believe me.
It's actually the pirate's queen's brother.
From the previous book.
He's actually still alive.
Oh,
no, he survived.
That's
he's good. He got shipwrecked. And
so he's coming after, he's actually coming after Tris.
Yeah, yeah.
For blowing up his sister.
No, yeah.
They all did it. And
everyone is complicit.
Everyone
for
is
living in the system.
Yeah, and it's going to be kind of like Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh yeah.
And I saw the
wait. Don't spoil Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah. Spoiler alert for
130.
No, it's not that old. It's only about 90 now.
Oh.
But yeah, spoiler for an almost 90-year-old book. Everyone on the team did it basically, and for like.
I did not
Every adaptation I've seen handles that revelation really matter-of-factly. Like, basically, everyone is morally in the clear for having done this. For some reason, in the recent one that came out in the last, like, 5 years, the Kenneth Branagh one, it's done, like, super morosely.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that creative decision, especially because they don't soften how much of a bastard the victim is.
Yeah, I was like, wasn't he like a Nazi?
He's like, well, he's a gangster and like, guilty of all these horrible crimes. So like, in every other version, Poirot finding out that everybody killed him is kind of like, he's like, okay, I'm just going to let this one go. And in the Kenneth Branagh version, he's like rattled to his core. And it's very overwrought. So anyway, everybody killed the performers because they were all bad people. All of them.
One final serious guess for me. Other things I've gleaned from hearing this podcast go on through the walls of our home. Someone is learning the power of future sight. I believe that's this book.
Yes.
The person that is in future sight is going crazy because future sight makes people crazy, and they're going in and out of fugue states, so they don't remember.
Tris did it.
Somebody did suggest that Tris did it.
And I think in pop culture references, so I just assumed they were Minority Report pre-criming shit.
I think Goodwin is right. Now that he's said something, I think
I do have to say, it's possible that Keth did it. It seems unlikely that Tris did it because they didn't get there till like half in three.
It's not possible for Keth to have done it. They were dancing on the roof when Yali died.
Okay, so we know it's
what
not Keth.
What if he
Keth,
struck her by lightning?
Her.
Lightning just like choked her out.
He just like hired Zeus to be.
He like got
man.
The lightning to tie the scarf around her neck.
Hey, static electricity.
Zeus just garrot.
It's a magical setting. Anything's possible.
True. Lightning bolt garrot, Molly.
Well, they're specifically strangled with scars.
See, so. Now there's an incredibly cool visual for you to fit into your fantasy writing. Y'all listening at home, you can have this one for free. Just a lightning bolt coming from the sky and hitting someone, but at the last second, it just nooses them and it holds them up and kills them.
Just, there you go.
Put that in your shit.
No, but I think Goodwin's right. I think it's the lady that was in the church that gave...
It's just too coincidental.
Yeah.
It's too coincidental. Because
she never shows her face.
And she just
pops
up out of nowhere.
And she just happens to be there.
It's
like
all a cover up for the fact that they're still alive, but if you take the scarf off, their head falls off.
The green ribbon.
Yeah.
The yellow scarf.
Blue, you know, whatever color it's in.
All right.
No, that's
Disney's
California Adventure.
I'm cutting this off.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.